Depends on how you look at it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The nation's economy retreated in the first quarter of this year. That's no surprise. Today, the government revised its number that shows... Now, hold on. The government retreated in the first quarter of the year. We're going to talk about that in a minute. First, where's Wall Street? Flat, pretty much. The S&P 500 down about a tenth of a percent. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow down, you guessed it, about a tenth of a percent. Asian markets closed higher. European shares are up right now less than a percent. And oil is at a six-month high this morning at $66 a barrel. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at S&P Equity Research. He joins us right now from New York live. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
So revised GDP numbers came out for the first quarter. The government says the economy slid, what, 5.7% instead of the 6.1 that it had predicted? Analysts were hoping for a slightly smaller number. How anticlimactic is this number?
Well, it's not all of that climactic, because a lot of economists were projecting about that kind of a revision downward. But certainly it's a confirmation that less bad is good, and that possibly we have experienced the worst, as the forecast for the second quarter GDP is a decline of only 2.5%, a less than 1% decline in the third quarter, and then an advance is forecasted for the fourth quarter.
So last trading day of May, Sam, looking back, do we say thanks for the memories?
Yeah, actually what we say is that share prices blossomed in May, even though we had no showers in April. May was actually fairly strong, up 3.9% for the S&P 500, and quarterly or quarter to date, it is the strongest quarterly gain since the June quarter of 2003, the last time we experienced the beginning of a new bull market.
Let's talk about cars for a moment, Sam. Bloomberg reports this morning that sources tell them that a GM bankruptcy will happen on Monday. GM, of course, a component on the S&P and the Dow. How is bankruptcy going to affect that?
Well, it probably won't affect the S&P 500 all that much. The company now only has a market value of about $700 million versus the $47 billion it experienced about 10 years ago.
We're gonna have to cut it off there. Sam, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It. Have a great weekend. All
Thanks,
right, Sam
you.
Stovall, chief investment strategist at S&P Equity Research. Looks like Chrysler will be sold to Italy's Fiat today. Little drama to go along. The bankrupt carmaker is back in court this morning after a marathon session last night. Tamara Keith has the latest.
Some creditors and Chrysler dealers are still objecting strongly to the reorganization plan and sale to Fiat. So even if the deal is approved by the judge today, there will no doubt be appeals. Chrysler appears to be on course for a lightning-fast emergence from bankruptcy. But in some ways, that's where the hard part begins. Fiat has promised new, small, fuel-efficient, attractive Chrysler models. But that will take time, says Sean McElinden. He's the chief economist at the Center for Automotive Research.
Chrysler will have to hibernate a bit for the next 24 months until those new models are ready and sell the products they currently have as best they can. And their market share is going to fall.
It's currently about 10%, and McElinden says he expects it to fall to 7%. The road to recovery still has quite a few rough patches ahead. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by saveandinvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at saveandinvest.org.
The price of gold seems to be zooming like a rocket. It's up $973 an ounce. And then there are all the folks here in California looking for it. Yeah, as in 2009, not everyone's yelling Eureka. Here's Rico Galliano.
The Angeles National Forest is an hour's drive from Los Angeles, up twisty mountain roads. On a Tuesday morning, it's mostly empty, except for a stretch along the San Gabriel River. That's where dozens of prospectors camp out just about every day. Robert Herstrom is one of them.
So how long have you been doing this?
Not very long, a couple months.
And how you doing?
Not very good.
That's putting it mildly. After weeks of standing in the river, sifting soil through what's called a sluice box, Herstrom says he's found a fraction of a gram of gold dust, not worth enough to pay for his trip here. He doesn't mind. He's retired.
It's just recreational. Something to do. stay out of watching TV.
He could be sincere or hiding a wounded ego. But one thing's sure, lots of people have suddenly taken interest in this form of recreation. And some of them expect more than a good time. Sherry Rollman is a public affairs officer for the Angeles National Forest. She says over the last few months, gold fever has led to phone calls like this.
The gentleman from the East Coast said he'd spent the last of his savings on some mining equipment and wanted to know where he could go mining here on the Angeles National Forest.
This concerns Rollman, and not just because it's a kind of pathetic story.
Unfortunately, all of the lands on the Angeles were withdrawn from mineral entry by the 1928 Mining Act.
Which means it's illegal to take minerals out of this stretch of the San Gabriel River. The public parts of it, anyway. And the area is a patchwork of public and private land. It's hard for prospectors to know when they've strayed from one to the other. The Forest Service says they'll be taking a, quote, closer look to see if regulations are being violated. For now, though, prospectors keep hunting for treasure. One of them, an unemployed machinist named Don, uses this dredger. It sucks soil from the river bottom, hopefully along with gold. Even with the dredge, Don says he only finds an ounce a year, but I understand the allure when he shows me some of his stash.
I find a whole bunch of that.
Kind of looks like a test tube full of, like, gold flakes.
Yeah, that little of this.
Wow, now those are the size of, like, pebbles. That's gorgeous stuff. You want to give me one of those?
No, thanks.
In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Finally, in Japan, Aoyama Gakuin University is giving away hundreds of iPhones to its students. Graduation present? Hardly. The phones will be used to relay course materials, but most importantly, they'll also be equipped with GPS to check attendance and catch truants. Attendance is a key requirement for graduation. Check us out online at our website, marketplace.org, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.